There are more fears now among immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally that they could be arrested and deported. The Mexican consulate in Milwaukee says it's served more than 10,000 people since it opened last summer, and it's found that many clients don't have basic documentation, such as passports. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the consulate held workshops over the weekend to stress the urgency of obtaining key papers.
Julian Adame says he's been busy nonstop since the Mexican consulate opened on Milwaukee's east side in late August. Adame is lead consul. He took me past a tiny, crowded room where several dozen people are waiting to have photos taken or get papers notarized. Adame says the consulate has been emphasizing to all to put together an emergency documentation kit. It should contain at least three basic records.
Well, in the case of immigrants, particularly those from Mexico, we suggest that everyone have a passport and or a consular ID card at hand. If it's a consular ID card, which is credit card size, it's convenient to carry with them so they can identify themselves properly in case of an unfortunate situation where they would be detained.
Adame says he also recommends that parents file guardianship instructions in case they're separated from their children. He says many clients tell him they're concerned about a possible mass deportation under the Trump administration. Adame says he tries to quell their fears as best as he can, including about what they hear on social media.
You'll see rumors which are definitely false, where they say that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is about to carry out a raid at such and such a place, or patrol cars are waiting for you here. This is just fake news, and we try and persuade people not to listen to that, to go about their daily lives.
Adame says the Mexican consulate in Milwaukee is the only one of its kind in Wisconsin, so he frequently travels statewide, informing people of the services it provides. For instance, it has photographers on hand to take passport photos, as well as notary publics who are able to authorize documents, all for reduced cost. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.